the tree at the crossroads. A generous man who had lost all his wealth and had almost nothing left in the world lived in a small shack beside a crossroads in the country. Beside the house there was a tree which was almost dead and had borne no fruit for years. The poor man had a dream one night. In the dream he saw a strange figure wearing green with skin of green, who pointed at the poor man and said in a solemn voice that the poor man's fortune lay in the king's city upon the king's bridge. Three times the same dream recurred, and at last the man decided that he would act on it. With some difficulty he travelled to the big city and found the bridge. There he walked up and down all day long, but no fortune came his way. Worse, the king's guards noticed him, thought his behaviour suspicious, and arrested him for vagrancy. He was interrogated by the captain, who laughed when he heard his story of the dream. "Ha! You're a fool," he sneered, "and worse than a fool. Go back where you came from and never let me see you here again, otherwise I'll have you locked away. And take this advice with you. Dreams are all nonsense. I myself have had a dream many a time. An idiot's dream, in which I walk along a country road and come to a mean little house by a crossroads with a dead tree beside it, and I go to this place and dig under the tree, and right there, just under its roots, I find a treasure. Now do you think I'm going to leave a good job here in the city and go on some wild goose chase, looking for a place which probably doesn't even exist? Not me." Well, the poor man did what the captain of the guard said and went home the very next day. When at last he arrived, he dug under the tree beside his house and found there a large chest filled with gold coins, enough to keep him in happiness and generosity for the rest of his days. And when the chest was removed, the fruit tree blossomed, and that year it bore a lot of fruit.